Happy Hanukkah and almost Merry Christmas. This time last year was not so happy on Wall Street. In Washington, D.C., I'm Sabri Benishor in for David Brancaccio. So let us take a quick look back. This day, Christmas Eve last year, was awful. It was just awful in markets. The S&P 500 index fell by 2.7%, the first session before Christmas that the S&P 500 fell by more than a percent ever. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors and remembers this. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
This year's looking much better. How much better is it looking and why is that?
Well, remember that last year we had a lot of nervousness in the market. We'd had some downturn already in November. And December we had Chairman Powell of the Fed come out and speak, and people were very nervous that we were going to see continued increases in interest rates. They weren't sure the Fed was going to be supportive. On top of that, we had concerns over trade with China. A general nervousness ensued, and people headed for the exits. Christmas Eve was a precipitous drop in the market, and it was just ugly. This year, everyone remembers that scarring and is hoping for the year to end. No one wants to make a big move. They're just standing pat.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Good to talk to you.
And you. Thank you.
TJ Maxx and its subsidiaries allegedly sold recalled merchandise to consumers. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer is calling for a federal investigation. He says the discount retailer sold recalled products to consumers, including pillows, toys, and some electronics over the past 5 years. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission in D.C., TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and HomeGoods sold 19 recalled products in their stores.
You know, that's really frightening.
Nancy Coles is the executive director of the consumer safety advocacy group Kids in Danger.
Usually that's the part of the system that works pretty well is when a product is recalled, it's usually taken off store shelves. But this does happen every so often. For whatever reason in their process, something falls apart.
Rachel Rabkin-Peachman with Consumer Reports says manufacturers of recall products also have some responsibility here.
The recall happens, and maybe the company posted on their website, maybe they posted on social media, or maybe they don't. The people who need to know about it, like consumers, or in some cases the retailers who are selling the product, may not be fully aware.
U.S. Representative Grace Meng of New York has issued a bill that would require that companies post recalls on all of their channels. For its part, TJX companies apologized for inadvertently selling recalled products and said they're working on strengthening their protocol to ensure it doesn't happen in the future. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Uber stock is up about 0.5% on the news that former CEO Travis Kalanick is leaving the company's board, the Wall Street Journal reports. He had been pushed out of the CEO position by investors, but had remained on the board. His last day is December 31st. He sold more than $2.5 billion worth of Uber stock in the past few weeks. Speaking of stock, by the way, if you had invested in Netflix 10 years ago, you would have earned a return of more than 4,000%. Netflix is the best performing current S&P 500 stock of the decade.
Here at Marketplace, our mission goes beyond reporting the news. It's to make people smarter about the economy through reliable, independent journalism. Your support is what makes it all possible, whether you donate a little or a lot. Being a Marketplace investor makes you a partner in that mission. If you're already giving, thank you very much for going above and beyond. If not, there's still time. Donate today, marketplace.org. And thanks for believing in what we do.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
We've been hearing from many of you about your experiences and reflections on philanthropy for our series on charitable giving. Here is a story about how a crisis struck a Nebraska cattle farming family one winter and how neighbors saved their Christmas.
I just remember it was right before Christmas and my mom pulling us little ones together to let us know that Santa wouldn't be coming for Christmas this year. My name is Teresa Simpson, and I am currently in Colorado, but I'm originally from Nebraska. It happened about 30 years ago. I was about 10 years old. My parents were cattle farmers, and we had just a small family farm. I remember it was a Sunday morning, just going out to check the cows and finding out that some of them were starting to get sick. And then they started finding that some of them had died. Ultimately, we lost nearly our whole herd of about 100 cows. So what we figured out was my dad or one of my brothers had grabbed a bucket of what looked like feed that you would use out of the barn and fed it to the cows. And it actually turned out it was pesticide that had been left over from planting the corn that year. The bank had kind of shut us down and we didn't know how we were even going to be able to go forward. We still decorated for Christmas. We always went and got a tree from the pasture, and we were sitting in the house, and I said, I think somebody's at the front door. And a little while later, we went out and checked, and there was a huge box full of packages for all of us kids with clothes and hats and mittens. My mom has always said she has her ideas, but we still don't know to this day who did it. She always thought that it was better not knowing who. She said, I don't know if I would maybe be disappointed if I knew who it was or felt like I needed to repay that. But I have always wished that I could thank that person. I think for my dad, I think for him it meant that we weren't alone. When everything felt so stacked against us on this, that we could get through one more day and one more week until finally we were back on our feet again. It's 30 years later now. My dad's in his 80s, and he is still farming and ranching the same farm. I really think that the people who helped us then really saved our farm for us.
That's listener Teresa Simpson sharing her story as part of our How We Give series. You can find more at marketplace.org. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.